profit a man to gain the whole world, but to lose his soul? We've tried to make sense of it all, and it's about time we put our cards on the table. We're not like you. We came from another place. To push the buttons and then go away. It's not what I say. It's the sound that moves it. Discredit God's UFO. While they discredit themselves, pathetic with their obelisk, pathetic tying the solar plexus to the pyramid, and then siphoning off the life force to divinate themselves, when actually it's God. Time to take out the trash.
Adonai, Adonai, Adoneinu, Ma'adir Shimcha b'chal ha'aretz. Adonai, Adonai, Adoneinu, Asher tana horcha al ha-shamayim.
Good evening again, my friends. This is Kaneda, and I bring you greetings, warm greetings, in the name of our risen Lord Yeshua, Almighty God. Well, it's getting late on Sunday night. The lights are turned down low, and my teeth are out. And I welcome you to the next edition of an Eventide devotional. You know, we hear a lot said these days about heaven, about eternity, the afterlife, however you would like to phrase it. And our Lord had things to say about the kingdom of God and the coming of the eternal reward. But I think the most complete And the most profound statement concerning this comes way back in the early part of the Bible in the book of Genesis. I am your exceeding great reward. Very simple, straightforward, and very fulfilling statement. God Himself is His people's great reward. And this is fitting, for God is our most absolute and satisfying reward possible, both filling and fulfilling. He Himself is to be our reward and our portion, both here and hereafter, unto all eternity. He is ours. We are His. Therefore, all things are ours. All things pertaining to life and godliness. All things, even unto the infinite and the eternal. It will be the joy not only of the fullness of the vessel, my friends, but of the fullness of the very fountain itself. It will move the terms blessed and blessedness into whole new realms and dimensions of fulfillment. Here is fullness, my friends, as His word testifies, even screams to us. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh shall also rest in hope. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. God is our desirable and suitable and fitting reward. As light was designed to be suitable to the eye, my friends, and the melodies, the sweet harmonies of music, designed to be fitting unto the ear, so will the Spirit of God be a complete and continual interface with the soul and spirit of His resurrected lambs through Yeshua, our risen Lord. He will enrich us with His majesty, feed and fill us with His love, and crown us with His glory. As our Lord Himself said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me from the foundation of the world." God is our beautiful and pleasurable reward. He is the absolute quintessence of joy and delight. He is all beauty and love, my friends. To be feeding upon the thoughts of God is a delicious thought. In the book of Psalms, it says, "My meditation on Him shall be sweet." Oh, to see it clearly, as the bee delights to taste and savor the flower, so will we delight in him. In Matthew, the godly departed entering into their reward are said to be entering into the joy of the Lord. We shall enter into God's own joy here, and we shall partake not only of the joy that he bestows, but also, my friends, of the joy that he is. God is our transcendent reward, above and beyond all things and all creation into realms we can barely imagine. He is both all in all and all of all, and well beyond any human understanding. He is both infinite and infinity itself. There is and can be, my friends, no lack in him. Yet it is through this transcendence that all things become ours. It is a glorious prospect and a wonderful vision. God is our honorable reward. Seems like a simple thing to say, but if you stop and ponder on the idea, the honor of God is the height of a lamb's earthly ambition. It is everything that we feel that we strive to achieve or obtain. Even those of this world recognize the importance of honor and honor to God and the elevation it bestows. Aristotle called it the greatest of blessings. And even today, those who would feign to even look upon it at least will give it lip service. Yet, my friends, can there be a greater honor than to be taken up into communion with the God of glory and to possess his kingdom with him, clothed in light with our risen Lord upon his throne? God is an everlasting, eternal reward. Eternity cannot be measured, and he gives its promise of glory a weight and a substance beyond comparison. As David declared in the book of Psalms, "For this God is our God forever and ever." Oh, my friends, your trials, your sufferings, your repentings, and your deep sense of need are but for a while. Yet your reward is forever. As long as God is God, he will be your reward. In Hosea, we hear this promise, "I will betroth you unto me forever." God marries himself to his people, and he admits of no divorce. God's love for his elect is as unchangeable as is his love for Christ. As it says in Psalms once again, "My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever, forever, forever." This portion, my friends, cannot be spent up or used up because it is infinite. Nor can it be lost because it is eternal. In God are treasures which can never be emptied, never be emptied, and pleasures which will never end. Amen. Amen. Praise God. David knew these truths. He knew these glorious truths when his soul sang out, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Amen. Amen. We thank you, Lord, and we praise thee. In the name of our risen Savior, Yeshua. Music tonight, as always, will be provided by Zeph and Trish Daniel, and I thank them. I thank them so much for that. Tonight we'll open with Soundings, as always, and we will close with First Journey. Zeph's music can be found at ReverbNation/ZedJah.com. That's ReverbNation/ZedJah.com. And his unified site is ZephDaniel.podbean.com. ZephDaniel.podbean.com. And there you will find all of Zeph's work, his podcasts, his music, his blogs, and his writings. It's a site well worth the visit, my friends. Also tonight, we will hear Ma Nauvoo from Joel Chernoff and Lamb. Well, I'm getting tired. I had grandkids down for the weekend. I'm not as young as I used to be, and they're older than they used to be, so they're starting to wear me out a little bit, I guess. Not that I mind any, let me tell you that right offhand. So I'm going to close now, my friends, and call it a day. As always, go in the strength of God, that the strength of God might always go in you. And have a wonderful evening in the Lord. Until the next time, my friends, good night.
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the herald, the one who proclaims peace, who brings tidings of good and proclaims deliverance. All your sentries raise their voices and shout together in triumph, for clearly they see the return of the Lord to Zion.
Mevaseh, Mandav Shalom, Mahashmiyah.